Today is Thursday, October 8th. This is the mid-morning mindfulness session. We're so glad to see all of you and seeing more and more join all the time as we get closer and closer to the top of the hour. So just a couple quick housekeeping. Remember, keep your speaker on mute. The video can be on, although I know many of you choose to keep it off. All we ask is that you turn it off if you are and I am flipping through because it started my PowerPoint. Just a second. We're going to start this. Hang on. We're going to end the show. And then we're going to start it back up again. Okay. There we go. Let's get back to this. You know most of this. So there, video is optional. If there are people in the room, they're welcome. Please turn the video off if there are distractions. We will end promptly at 10:15. Get started. We're going to find a quiet and restful place as best as you can, somewhere where you feel comfortable and relaxed. Make sure you can hear my voice. If I need to turn my volume or change my volume, please let us know. And if you have other electronics, your phone, maybe a computer alarm, maybe an alarm, anything nearby, you may want to make sure those are turned off. This time is really for you. So today, I'm excited to be back. So I've been gone for 2 weeks. I haven't been able to really check in as I was at the flu clinic. And as I was thinking about coming back, I was thinking about where we are in this journey right now. And a mentor of mine that I met back in, I just found the book back in 1997, is Brian Luke Seward. Some of you may have heard him when he was here a couple years ago. He's written many textbooks that are used yet today in colleges all over, universities all over, on stress management. And one of his original books, and probably my favorite, is Stand Like Mountain, Flow Like Water. And in there, he talks about these seasons of the soul. And it's kind of a process. And I thought, you know, I think we're there. I think the fall is the beginning of this kind of process. So I wanted to come today with that information and talk there. And we're going to talk a lot about this. The first process in this is centering. And so this quote really hit me, and I wanted to share it because it's really going to guide where I'd like to go today. But it says, be still and discover your center of peace. Through nature, the 10,000 things move along, but each returns to its source. Returning to center is peace. And so as we think about centering, one of the things that Luke has done with his work is he ties this to the seasons, the natural seasons. And while they don't always go in that time frame, it tends to go in that process. So the fall aligns with the centering, which is really the time of solitude to quiet the mind, to lower the ego, to knock down the walls, to kind of turn into that voice and that inner wisdom of your higher self. So my picture today, I wish it was campus. I didn't get a chance to get some on campus, but it is of the fall. So what I'll ask you to do is just to sit back now and focus on your breath. Notice the breath as it comes in through the mouth and the nose, bringing it all the way down into the lungs, pulling through the abdomen, taking a nice, deep, slow breath. Inhale. And then gently allowing that air again to just continue very slowly on the exhale. And I'll have you take just a couple more nice, easy, deep breaths as you really begin to focus on you, relaxing your shoulders, your neck, your back, as you sit back in your chair, again, keeping tall with the, allowing the air to flow. And we're going to, as we start to think about these four processes that really nurture the health and the human spirit, if you will, there's centering, which we'll focus on today. There's emptying, which is really kind of that opportunity to let go, to shed, to release old thoughts and perceptions. The third is grounding, and a really cultivating your intuition. And the last one is connecting. But today I want you to focus on centering. These four follow this natural rhythm. As we continue to work through this process. And center means to enter the heart. I want you to, as you continue to breathe, bringing the breath in, bring your attention to your heart. The centering process is an approach to go within, to quiet the mind, and explore the landscape of the soul. For this quiet space to exist, we focus there and we rely on the wisdom of the heart. But only when we're quiet can we hear it. I want you again to continue to focus on the breath. Think about your heart. Breathing quietly. Through the centering process, the conscious mind is encouraged to pause in silence. And then listen to the deep sea of wisdom that guides us. To center ourselves in a way to achieve balance, to bring equity back to the soul. We do this by making a conscious effort to reconnect with that part of our consciousness we know as the higher self, the divine essence, or God. So take a moment again as you breathe and listen to the wisdom. What is your heart telling you? Remember, the centering process really isn't about doing. It is really more about being. Being here, being today. Just noticing. And when we're in this state of being, there's peace, there's quiet, there's wisdom, our own internal wisdom that will guide us, strengthen us, allow us to see how we can get through this. As you focus on the breath, it really allows us to declutter our minds. You might notice sounds around, like the garbage truck many have mentioned, or birds, or dogs, or kids, or neighbors, and that's okay. They're a part of this process. So we're going to do a little bit of a breathing exercise for a few minutes to help with that decluttering, to help with finding a little bit more of that peaceful state. So again, you can close your eyes or bring them to a gentle gaze. Take a nice, deep relaxing breath, bringing the air in and slowly exhaling. I have to take about 3 more nice, slow, deep, relaxing breaths at your own pace. Breathing in, exhaling out. Now, if you will, visualize the air you breathe coming into your lungs as a cloud of clean, pure, energized air. And tell yourself that the clean, fresh air that you breathe in has the power to clear your mind of distracting thoughts, as well as to cleanse and heal your body. Bring the air to those places that feel tense through your mind. And as you slowly inhale this clean, pure air, feel it enter through the nose. Feel it travel up into your sinus and cavity toward the top of your head. Visualize this air then traveling down your spinal column and circulating through your abdominal area. And as you exhale, slowly and deeply, visualize that the air leaving your body is a dark, dirty cloud. The cloud of exhaled air symbolizes all your stresses, all your frustrations, maybe even the pains and the sores, and any toxins that might be left, including those of emotional toxins. And exhale those out. And with each breath you take, allow the clean, fresh air to enter, to circulate through, all the way through your body, through the spine, and again on the exhalation, to rid your body of the stress and tension. Breathing in. Clean, fresh, clear cloud of air circling through your body, picking up all the tensions, all the stresses, anything that you notice. And on that deep, slow exhale, taking those toxins and those stresses out with a dark cloud releasing from your body. Continue to do this for a few moments, noticing the clouds color coming in, and on the exhale, the color coming out. Quietly, gently, cleansing the body. Focusing on the heart. Quietly listening. Noticing your breath slowing down more and more. And with each exhale, the clouds possibly getting lighter instead of a deep dark, even more of a lighter color. maybe even clear. And for this last minute, as your mind clears, as the thoughts escape and you relax more into you, I'd like you to bring your attention one more time to the heart. There may be something you're wanting to know, something you'd like to figure out, something you'd like to say or hear. And I'd like you just to turn into your wisdom, the wisdom of the heart, and listen. What is it telling you? Take two more nice relaxing breaths as you hear the voice. And then very gently, you can bring your eyes open, come back to the room that you might be in. Hanging on to the wisdom that you heard, knowing that you can trust that wisdom. It is that true self, the uncluttered version of who you are in all its glory and what it can give you. Listening carefully to that and letting it guide you through the rest of the week. We've come to the end of our time. I want to thank you all for joining me today. It has been my honor to be here with you. May you have a wonderful week as you embrace the centering of the fall and allowing us to really breathe and be in this moment. Thank you, everyone. And again, Sue and I will both stay on if there are any comments or questions or thoughts. Have a wonderful weekend.